The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. If you love great games and a little extra excitement to your day, I got something fun for you. Chumba Casino and I have teamed up to create an exclusive online social casino game. It's called Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's fun and free to play, just like all your favorites from Chumba Casino. And every spin brings 10,000 ways to keep the good times going. Check it out and play for free today at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Scumbags! Let's rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Level 3. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people above them, and everybody else in between. We're breaking it down. Ian Cameron will rejoin us. The playoff brackets have been set. And very interesting. I'm already starting to think ahead here right now about how I think this is going to play out and who's going to play who after the fact. And I tell you what. It's going to be a challenging run for everybody. I don't think it's going to be easy for anybody. You know, you could say this team knows this, this team is that, this team's been here, this team has it, and all this other stuff. Yeah, whatever. Right? You know, time and no one thought the Tampa Bay Buccaneers were going to win the Super Bowl last year. They did. It's easy to say now. Right? That's the way it goes. That's the way that it goes. But if you if you look at the Buffalo Bills getting the New England Patriots, it puts them in a difficult situation after. All right? Like, there's no easy path for anybody here. Like, the Tennessee Titans are the one seed, and I'm looking and I'm thinking, all right, the Bengals are going to beat the Raiders, right? You know, the Bengals should beat the Raiders. I think the Patriots and the Bills game, I think Buffalo are going to win this football game. So I think so. You know, Buffalo and Cincinnati advancing. You get into Kansas City and Pittsburgh. What's the upset? I just don't see Pittsburgh being able to upset Kansas City. You know what I mean? I just don't think they have the firepower to be able to do it. It's unbelievable that they pulled it off. Tip your cap to Mike Tomlin. People criticize Tomlin. Yet the guy's never had a losing season. He finds a way to get into the playoffs again. And if you're Baltimore, like, wow. Like, if you're Baltimore, how many of these close games did you manage to lose time and time again? Yet still, really, to me, the biggest story of the day is Indianapolis. And it's funny because Indianapolis was the team that, well, nobody wants to play the Indianapolis Colts. Nobody wants to play the Indianapolis Colts. Well, nobody has to play the Indianapolis Colts. It's crazy, isn't it, that the Colts can beat, like, good teams and then all they have to do is, like, beat the Jags and they're unable to do it? Like, I'm sure, like, they're just still, like, in shock right now back in Indianapolis. Now, you know, the Ben Roethlisberger, you know, I guess, man, you know, the football gods don't want to let him go. You know, the football gods said, no, you know what, you're not done yet. We're going to give you another day in the spotlight. And I got to tell you, too. It was the Monday Night Love Fest, and oh, we know they're probably not going to make the playoffs anyways, but, you know, if they win tonight and all that. It was a Monday Night Love Fest, and then today I was watching a game earlier this morning, And that's the game that I had it on. I had the computer on with other game stuff, but the game, I had a TV on, and I was flicking around the pregame shows, but the Baltimore, you know, it was the Baltimore one I was watching. It was CBS show I was watching. And I had to turn away because it was too much Ben talk. I was like, dear God, I already went through this on Monday. I can't deal with this. Well, get ready for another week. Are you ready for some football? Because we've got it. The playoff bracket, the playoff matchups are set. Let's do this thing. The Las Vegas Raiders somehow survive in one of the wildest games in recent memory, regular season memory. And really, any, like postseason, regular season, whatever, preseason. It was a crazy-ass game tonight. And we've got to get to the bottom of the timeout and what happened and why, whether the Raiders really did change their mind. But they did. They said after the fact that, yeah, you know, the timeout changed our mind as far as kicking the field goal is concerned. There's a video of a Raider player telling Austin Eckler this on the field after. A Raider player. Remember, after the game ended, I said, man, I love Eckler, but I don't know why he's talking to this guy and smiling and whatever. And that's why. It turns out that's why. The Raider player told him, yo, man, we weren't going to kick the field goal. And Eckler says, what? And he says, yeah. And Eckler, that's when Eckler sort of has like a weird smile on his face. And he even says, oh, F, like whatever, F me, you know? And wow. The Chargers, whatever, like, I don't know, man. It really is. I've said it before, and I'm going to say it again. The Charger, it doesn't matter what city they're in, but the Charger organization, they're like the Browns, right? They're sort of like the Lions, except they're, you know, they've never really had that stigma about them because they played in a warm weather city, right? Like, if you're a bad team and you play in a steel city, you know what I mean? You know, Buffalo. Oh, it's cold, and the poor people of Buffalo. And, oh, Cleveland, the poor sports fans of Cleveland. Right? Yeah, the poor sports fans of San Diego were tortured for years. And now you see the Chargers. It doesn't matter where they are. They just sort of find a way. I can't help but think of that Nate Keating game 8 years ago against the Jets, right? The field goals. The interception against
the World Cup championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. Want to bring a little Hollywood excitement to your day? Take a few spins with Chumba Casino's brand new game, Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways. It's free and features 10,000 ways to play, giving you nonstop action, including thrilling bonus respins and cascading reels. Every spin brings something new, so step into the spotlight, enjoy the excitement, and play today at ChumbaCasino.com.
Ch-ch-ch-ch-chumba. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The World Cup championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Patriots, and then they fumble it after, right? Like, it's just, it really is. It's incredible. And I hate to say it, but my Buffalo Bills are in the same category in which the Bills just find, like, sort of weird, painful ways to lose big games and stuff in their franchise history. We'll see if they're able to erase it. We'll see if Georgia Maybe it's the year. Hey, the Atlanta Braves, it comes in twos. Are Georgia going to step up and do what the Braves just did and win a championship?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You are listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci.
Late Night Anger, Extra Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Renzi. We're breaking it down with Ian Cameron, one of the ice guys. Get the banner right here on the grid. Sirius XM Channel 159, Sports Grid Radio Network. Shout out to everybody joining us right now in San Diego, Los Angeles, and Southern California. We'll see you at the Super Bowl. We look forward to breaking it down all week long, although, as we all know, tomorrow was promised to no one, and we've got to live our lives one day out of time. All right, but Ben, a lot of stuff to get to, and time always flies when you kick it with us on Sunday nights. And Babana will rejoin us later in the week as well. We'll go through all the NFL, and we'll get his final bets and all that stuff. But let's jump in. Let's talk about the San Francisco 49ers. It seemed like kind of like it was certain almost, you know, that, oh, like it's going to be Dallas versus Arizona, right? Like that was the matchup. Like most of the scenarios had Arizona and Dallas ending up playing up against each other. But no, when it's all said and done, San Francisco's win and the way that everything played out, San Francisco will be the ones going to Dallas. And I got to tell you, man, if I'm the Dallas Cowboys, I much rather would have dealt with the Arizona Cardinals. I know that the Cardinals beat them already, Babana, but you and I just talked about it. The Niners are not an easy team to deal with. And as it is right now at FanDuel, the Niners are getting 3 points.
That is definitely a tricky matchup. And one that they'd have their hands full. There's no question with the Niners. You have to treat them like the Niners team that we did not see in the first half because they're healthier on both sides of the football, much healthier now than they were back then. Their defensive line is starting to become a real problem here. And look, Tyron Smith, you know, was on the COVID list against Philly, missed the Arizona game as well. That is important to have the left tackle available for that Cowboys offensive line. He's that good. The defensive line's gotten better for the Niners. Of course, now Garoppolo's got a lot of confidence after the big win against the Rams. We've talked about it. He's been able to win playoff games before. You know, Dak not so much, you know, believe it or not, for the Cowboys. So this is going to be a big spotlight type of situation for him. Is he ready to step up to the plate? And I think that Dallas defense, too, Morenci, at times is still a little bit suspect. I mean, they did struggle a bit with Arizona, and that probably was one of the better offenses they had played during that little streak they had. So this is definitely going to be a game where the Cowboys are going to have to play good, really good and clean football to win, because the Niners are really playing their best at the right time.
Well, I'll tell you what, the three, I was looking to bet against Dallas. I would have taken Arizona against Dallas, to be honest with you, as well. So now it's Dallas minus three, total 51, Babano. The total is 51 in this game.
Wow, that's a high
weather one. Will not be a factor, obviously. Yeah.
That's a high one. I don't know if I'll do much with that total, because the one thing about the Niners is they don't play fast. They run the football a lot. That's high for them. For Dallas, we know they can strike quickly. The defense, though, has forced turnovers as well. So what if you get one of those drives where the Niners do move the ball, and then they turn it over deep in Dallas territory? That's a lot of time off the clock and no points. And you're talking about a total of 51. So that's why I'm having a hard time. I mean, initially you would think the offenses might be able to do enough to put that game over. But at 51, that's a lot tougher to get there at that high of a price.
Ian Cameron, a.k.a. Bob Bano, throwing it down with us. I am Gabriel Morenci, Sunday Bloody Sunday, Sirius XM, Channel 159, the Sports Grid Radio Networks. Yeah, I'm not in a hurry to bet the under either, though. You know what I mean? I don't know. Like, I'm with you. I sort of, you know what? I kind of do lean to the under, though. Like, San Francisco don't want to get into a track meet, right? Like, it's not, San Francisco aren't going there saying, oh, yeah, let's just trade points with the Cowboys all day. The Cowboys are pretty explosive offensively, as we see. When they're dialed in, and as you mentioned, Babano, if there's one weakness, you can throw the ball on the Niners a bit if that line doesn't get to the quarterback. So San Francisco's going to be looking to pound a rock here, man. Right? They're going to be one of the, like you said, they're going to want to like have these prolonged 7-8 minute, 6 minute drives, 7 minute drives if they can, running the football. I just think San Francisco are a better team ultimately. I don't really care about the record. I just think if they're both at their best, I prefer San Francisco. So speaking of Arizona, instead of Dallas, now Arizona get the Los Angeles Rams. And, kind of a disappointing loss today if you're the Rams. You were in complete control of this football game, Bano. You're up 17-0. You're playing for a division title. And, you end up blowing the lead to a division rival who's beaten you for the sixth time in a row. Matt Stafford gets beat up, and you have to wonder about Stafford. And, you know, quite frankly, I don't think Stafford can win three games in a row to get these guys to the Super Bowl. That's the problem.
Yeah, that's the concern, is that we saw a great first half out of Stafford. What happened in the second half? Where did that go? Where did that first half
and
go?
Where's that vaunted Rams defense as well, Babano, in the second half?
It didn't stop the run. It couldn't stop Jimmy Garoppolo through the air as well. The pass rush, which got after Garoppolo in the first half, really didn't make any sort of impact in the second half or in overtime, really, for that matter. It was just a completely different performance. You know, I'm pro Arizona. I don't love the fact how they played today against Seattle, but again, a weird situation there today on the final week. We'll have to see on that. This is a game where I still might make a case for Arizona. They're probably going to have J.J. Watt back, which is a huge difference maker. They're hoping to have him back for this game, or at least available to play. We'll see if he actually does suit up. Certainly would be a difference maker. Again, see what we get with Hopkins. It's probably a little bit more dicey in terms of his availability. The good news is for them is A.J. Green's played well the last couple of weeks. He's stepped up now. In the absence of DeAndre Hopkins, they need more of that. Kyler Murray has gotten back to having confidence to run with it again. I don't know. He got timid for a little bit. I think earlier in the season when Arizona was struggling, they went through that losing skid. I don't know. He felt a little more timid, Murray, running the ball. He's been doing that a little bit more again lately. He's going to need to use his legs in the playoffs to win games.
What do you think of that total at 50.5 in the same ballpark? 50.5 there. Arizona's getting 3.5, and the total is 50.5. Arizona on the money line plus 156. Rams minus 186 right now on the money line. What do you make of the total, Babano, at 50.5?
Well, I know that definitely two teams that I probably trust a little bit more offensively. When you look at the head-to-head meetings, 30-23, that first game, second game went over. The first game was the 37-20 win for Arizona. That game went over the total. Total in the first regular season game was 54. It was 51 in the second game. I wouldn't be betting this one under, personally.
Philadelphia Eagles go to Tampa. So congratulations, Philly. You make the playoffs. Good news, bad news. Bad news is you get Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Now, we can talk about how this Buccaneer team isn't as loaded and isn't as stacked due to the injuries and obviously the dismissal of Antonio Brown. But still, it's still Tom Brady. It's you know what I mean? It's Tom Brady in the playoffs. So, you know, no one's gotten rich, you know, betting against this guy in the playoffs. Doesn't mean they're going to cover. The total here is 49.5. I got to believe there's points in this one, Babano. Like these other two, I'm less sure. I'm like, I look at this one, and I'm thinking, oh, yeah, there'll be points in this game between Philadelphia and Tampa. Tampa are laying 8. I don't think Tampa are going to make it to the Super Bowl again. And I didn't. I picked San Francisco and Green Bay to win the NFC before the year started. So I've never been on Tampa's bandwagon this year. But I do think they win this football game, and they'll get knocked out along the way. But what do you think? Can the Eagles give these guys a game? Do you think they're getting 8 points, Babano? And you know what? It was 8.5, actually, at FanDuel. It's come down half a point.
I think now Tampa Bay has been a different animal at home. We know that. And this is obviously going to be in Tampa. They've been a great home team this year, straight up ATS. You look at these home, other than the shocking loss to New Orleans, not shocking, but the fact they got shut out was shocking. 9-0 that night to the Saints. They've been very good at home this year. But I don't want to sell Philly short. You know, my initial lean here is Philly. Getting more than a touchdown.
Philly's defense is pretty good, actually. It's one thing people don't talk about.
Yeah, they've played a lot. The line of scrimmage is what has completely changed for Philly. They've been good on both lines of scrimmage. The D-line's been terrific. They've gotten pressure after the quarterback. They've stopped the run at a much better clip late in the season during this great run they've put together. The offensive line, again, they've had Lane Johnson healthy most of the year. It's amazing and Jason Kelsey, a terrific center. He's like a great leader for this team. They've had a much healthier O-line. The O-line for the Eagles, it was a disaster last year. They're healthier this year. It's been a completely different, much better O-line. I think in the trenches, they can hang with Tampa. You need a good O-line to hang with that Tampa defensive front because it's fierce, it's strong. I think Phillies can hang in there, and Tampa Bay still has some question marks defensively and some injuries there. So my initial thought is more than a touchdown. I'm at least interested in the underdog Eagles.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm not going to argue it. I think they can hang around. I just think maybe they backdoor it or they just, you know, I think they can play with
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's #1 prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Actually, I just think the difference will be Brady in the end when, you know, when in the clutch, Brady will find a way to win the game, but it doesn't mean they're going to cover the 8 points. All right, we'll keep a banner for one more set. We've got to get into the national championship game and a couple of hockey games as well. The late night anger management class continues. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci, the Pittsburgh Players, the Hustlers, the Vanos, and everybody else in between. We're breaking it down. Sunday, bloody Sunday. Let's do this. We appreciate Vanos' time. And I retweeted the links, but I'll retweet them again later in the week. I appreciate Vano the past shows with Dave Malinsky, the past road rages in Vegas, and then the memories with Brian Blessing as well. We'll definitely put together a full tribute down the road, and hopefully it's when the Buffalo Bills are winning the Super Bowl. We got a championship game on Monday night. The Georgia Bulldogs and the Alabama Crimson Tide. The number finally moved, but now it's settled in again at 2.5, right? It was three. And then finally it moved to 2.5. We had one of the head traders from FanDuel on last week, Babano, and he told us, this was on Thursday, and he said that they got 17, and this was like at about 6 o'clock at night. He goes, as of today so far, we've taken 17,000 money line bets on this game. And he said 16,500 of them or so are on Alabama. Said everyone said Bama,
yeah,
Bama,
plus price,
Bama.
I'm sure that's the case, yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing, because people are looking at that plus money instead of the 2.5, right? Because they say, well, I think they're going to win, and I'm getting them at plus 120 right now. Listen, man, Georgia are a great football team. Nobody's disputing it. We saw what they did against my Michigan Wolverines. They hammered them. They smothered them. They killed them. But they've been unable to beat Alabama, right? Kirby Smart's 0-4. Against Nick Saban. The fact of the matter is Georgia haven't beaten Alabama since 2007, Babano. And, I mean, the last two times that Nick Saban was an underdog, it was to Georgia. 2015 and then this year, he won both games outright. And now he's an underdog again. And we should note, too, this is Nick Saban's 10th national championship game. He was only an underdog once, all right? And that was with LSU against the Oklahoma Sooners. He was getting like 6.5. And he won that game outright. I'm just saying, like, Nick Saban, bro, like, as an underdog, he's a killer, this guy. He's a killer in any role, but specifically as an underdog. And I think it specifically bothers him that he's an underdog.
Yeah, and he's probably going to use that to his disposal and rallying the troops before this game, just like he did the first game. You know, he made a point of it to mention that before the SEC championship.
I agree,
game,
he will, yeah.
When they played Georgia. So he is going to mention that. This is about as difficult a decision as I've had for a side in a championship game. I always feel like I want to take the team that's been the best team start to finish all year in college football, because that's usually been the team that's walked away as the national champion. Alabama last year, LSU 2 years ago, undisputedly top start to finish. The best team, the most consistent team. To me, that's been Georgia this year, even with that Alabama loss. And I think that they can do a better job this time around, hopefully against the passing game. Because Alabama, without Mechie against Cincinnati, and look, they looked impressive, but it's because they got 301 yards on the ground. And Brian Robinson ran for over 204 yards. That ain't going to happen against Georgia. Because I think Georgia's very good again with that run defense of theirs. So the question is, Williams and Bolden and Brooks, are these guys going to be able to make the plays through the air against Georgia this time around with no John Mechie the way they did in the SEC championship game? And will Smart and this defense have some adjustments that they can make to better defend that speed at the receiver spot on the outside, which was the issue in the SEC championship game? I do have a lean to the other side. I initially thought, yeah, I can't look at anything but Alabama. But the more I look at it, and everything I've heard is Alabama, Alabama. And with just the way, the position that the books are in, they might need Georgia. I don't mind being on that side in a game like this. So I like Georgia here a little bit on the, don't love it, but I'm going to take Georgia. You got to bet some side. It is the championship game. I like Georgia a little bit. I like the over even more. I'm not going to argue with series history here. I think Georgia will put up enough points. I think Alabama will. How can you argue with series history where we've seen 41-24, 41-24, 35-28 in the last three meetings? Head to head, it's been shootouts. It's been 40s, it's been 50s, and even into the 60s 1 year. In fact, I think it was the championship game where it ended up. No, it was December 8, 2018.
The championship one was the 26-23 one. I think that's the only one that stayed under, right?
That's right. It actually went over the closing total of that game, 45.5.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah. So there you go.
That did go over, but it wouldn't go over this total. But the point is, I think you'll see enough offense on both sides. I mean, Bennett played well against Michigan. Can he play well in this game? That's the thing that bothers me. I still feel the better coach and the better quarterback is the Alabama with Saban and with Bryce Young, obviously. Yeah. And that's tough for me to want to go against that, but I'm going to. Again, this is not a best bet, but I like Georgia here. I like the over. My favorite bet is the over for sure in this game. I like the total more than the side.
I like the over as well, Ben. And as you stated, historically, there's been points. There's just too much speed on the field. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's going to be breakdown. There's going to be plays. So as you mentioned, 41-24, 41-24.
Lucas Oil Stadium too, yep.
Yeah, 35-28. And that one, as you mentioned, 26-23 would have stayed under this number, but it went over that number. It was 45 in that championship game that they played. That was the national championship game, the 26-23 game, the overtime game. Then they played in the SEC Conference Championship game, 35-28. Then they played once in a regular season, because they don't play every year in a regular season. They played once in a regular season, 41-24 Bama. And then they played again in the SEC Conference Championship game a couple of weeks ago, or last month, I should say. And it was 41-24 again. So as you mentioned, even going back, although it doesn't mean anything, really, what happened in 2007, but you know what the total is? It's actually, it's never gone under. Every game's gone over, and there's been two pushes. Hard to believe there was a total, man, of 63 with these two teams in 2018.
That's right, and that was a push.
It was a push. Yep. And it was a push. I agree, and you know what? It's something that you said, too, and I agree with you. Robinson's not going to be able to run the ball. He's good. He's okay. But they just sort of pounded Cincinnati, and it was too much for them. But Cincinnati's defense actually did a pretty good job, to be honest. You're right. They're not going to be able to do that. They're not going to be playing with the lead in the same way. They're going to have to put points up here. And my thought with the over, Babano, is that you can't run on either team. Like, neither team is going to give up much on the ground. And you can, you know what? And I don't want to really call it weaknesses, because when you get teams like Bama and Georgia, they're up all the time, right? So it's a little deceptive when they give up passing yards. But let's just put it this way, Ben. It's easier to pass on Georgia and Alabama than it is to run on these guys, on either of them. So I, you know, like, seriously, they both give up like 80 yards a game rushing. So I don't think that either coach, I think they're going to try to run the ball a little bit. They're going to get stalled. And then eventually the points will just start to rack up, and they're going to have to throw the ball. And as you stated, it's going to come down to, can Stetson Bennett sort of keep up if that's what happens, right? If it turns into a track meet, will he be able to keep up?
Yeah, and that's the big key, because big game, for the most part at least, big game Stetson Bennett is still a question. Now, he's very good against Michigan. Can he duplicate that here against Alabama? Because we remember in the SEC championship game, he didn't play as well in this game. I think Georgia's the team that might stick to the run longer than Alabama, because I think Alabama has more faith in their passing game than Georgia does. So I think they'll really try to get Zamir White, James Cook, those two guys in particular. They will move hell on earth to get that run game going before they say, all right, we're going to start throwing it a lot more. Georgia will commit to that, I think, longer in the game, even if things aren't working initially, than Alabama will. But the point is, you know, you're talking 52 with the total. You don't need an extreme shootout. And we have a series history, especially lately, where we've seen 50s and 60s with these two teams head to head.
Like 28-24 is a push. And that's like, I doubt it's 28-24. You know what I mean?
Yep.
I think you're going to have to get into the 30s to win this game. I don't know about the 40s, but like 35-28, sort of like the game, you know what I mean? Like a previous score. Yep. It's interesting, the last two times it was the same score, 41-24.
Yeah, 31-24, 31-28. That would do it too. That would get you.
Exactly. Like you said, you're exactly right. We don't, you know what I mean? It's not like, oh, we need a full clean ride. Like at that number, there can be a couple of lulls. Right? Like there could be a couple of lulls still, and we can still get there. And, you know, the fact is, Ben, if you look, this is essentially an SEC game. You know, I mean, it's a championship game, but it's an SEC game. And the SEC used to be more of a defensive conference, right? The SEC used to mirror the NFL totals. Like they really were, Ben. They were pretty much the same. Like, you know what I mean? Like it wasn't uncommon to have an SEC total at 47.5 and 45.5, like as we see, you know what I mean, going back years here. The conference has changed. You know what I mean? It's almost like you need to score 40 points to win a game in that conference now, because there's so much damn speed on all these teams. There's going to be plays. Like, even if you stop a team a bunch of times, there's like these guys are so fast, there's going to be a couple of plays that get busted. They're going to pop one, and there are points put up on the board. So, as I stated, you know, I get it. It's a championship game, and you could argue, oh, you look at Georgia's defense, you don't want to bet the over and stuff, but it's not asking that much, Babano, to hit 52, 52.5. Like, yeah, you know, we can get to 54, 56 in this game.
And look at the recent national championship games. I'm going back now. The last five have gone over the six. I'm going one year by year by year over. Six straight have gone over the total. The last under was Ohio State, Oregon. In 2015 was the last national championship game to go under the total.
And that game, that was 2015?
Yeah.
That game feels like it was a hell of a lot longer than 7 years, doesn't it?
Yes. Like, and that total was 72.5, and it was 42-20 Ohio State over Oregon. That was Cardale Jones. I remember it. He rescued the seat, saved the season for Ohio State.
And then he got overdrafted.
Yes.
he got overdrafted in the National Football League. Yeah, you're right. He came in. He only played two games. He played in the semifinal of the championship.
Yeah.
Yeah, he played in like, you know, he played in like the two big games. He came in and saved their ass. And then, you're right, then he beat Alabama. That was a wild game, that Alabama game. I remember that at the end. I was like, it was one of those, wow, like the last 2 minutes, it was like, does either team want to win? Kind of like you were talking about earlier with Pittsburgh and Baltimore. I went back and forth. I was like, wow, Urban Meyer and Saban, man. This is like, it's like both these guys are both sort of like all over the place here at the end. I'll never forget that. But hey, great stuff as always. But Ben, listen, we got about 30 seconds here. Anything overnight hockey? Have you taken a look yet?
Just briefly, it's Colorado after the big win against Toronto and laying -390. I know it's against Seattle, but that's a tough spot there. Boston, Washington. I might look Washington there a little bit. Boston off a big win against Tampa, but Washington needs a good performance. I'd lean to the Capitals.
Ian Cameron, a.k.a. Babano. Follow him on Twitter to get the links to all of his shows, his video.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Normally in these ads, you expect somebody to ask you to buy something, but this is something different. I'm Julian Barnes, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm a national security reporter, and that means I'm reporting on military operations. These are fast-paced, quickly moving situations. What exactly is happening on the ground is often shrouded in mystery, but we turn to trusted sources, satellite imagery, and expertise built up over years in order to ferret out the facts that wouldn't otherwise come to light. I'm here to ask you to seek out a news source that does firsthand fact-based reporting. If it's your local paper, great. If it's the Times, thank you. Because where you go for your information matters.
Out at McDonald's, te puedes llevar un $5 McChicken meal deal o un $6 McDouble meal deal. Así, hay algo para todos. Llévate más por tu dinero con tu meal deal. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Solo por tiempo limitado. Precios y participación pueden variar. Precios con entrega pueden ser más altos.
And his picks, and check out the Ice Guys Great Hockey Podcast Daily. Thanks for the time, Ibano.
All right, thanks, Gabe.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You want some of this, don't you?
Yeah!
Well, you need to know the winner. And I know the winner. So call me now.
Whoa!
$5 for the first minute, $2 for each additional minute.
You have reached the coach's hot
line.
Line.
Yeah, lay it on me, coach.
In the game of Miami versus
Cincinnati. Cincinnati.
Not
Cincinnati.
Come on. Don't you realize this is costing me money?
Late Night Anger Management Class, thanks to Ian Cameron. Level 3 continues. I am Gable Morency, SiriusXM Channel 159, the Mightier 1090, Sports Map, Sports Byline. We're going to have a big announcement, actually, tomorrow that will unleash on you as the evolution of the Rage-Illusion continues to grow as we're into the 20th year now. We always wondered if we were going to make it, and we have. And as we see with the turning of events, hey, listen, tomorrow was promised to no one, so, you know, it sounds cliche to say enjoy every day. It's impossible to enjoy things all the time. I get it. We're humans. We're going to get upset. But, you know, like Tony Finn said, it's a good day. My grandfather used to say that to me. I'd ask him, how you doing today? And he'd tell me, any day above ground is a good day, right? Because you got to put everything in perspective. What you think are your problems now, in hindsight, you know, can get dealt with. So, rest in peace, Mr. Brian Blessing. You know, I talked about it earlier. We've got clips of him, and people are sending us clips and stuff. But, you know, I don't know. It's just it doesn't feel right now. We'll do it. Man, I think maybe later in the week or, yeah, maybe I think tomorrow, obviously, we'll do a little something but on TV with Cam. But, later in the week. Hopefully we can go on a Buffalo Bill run for Brian here. And for all the, you know, the long, you know, the past Buffalo Bill fans, people in Buffalo really love that team. They're going to be in tough, though. They're going to be in tough. It's not going to be easy to beat the New England Patriots. I think they will beat the New England Patriots. And then after that, most likely, they're going to go to Kansas City. Right? Kansas City's not going to lose to Pittsburgh, so if you look at it, you want to hear the way that it plays out. Now, there's also the potential for upsets along the way here, but Tennessee are the one seed, so they're going to play the lowest seed after. Right? So let's say, hypothetically, Cincinnati beats the Raiders and the Bills beat the Patriots and the Chiefs. The Chiefs then beat the Steelers. The lowest seed remaining would be the Cincinnati Bengals. Now, I thought the Bengals was a little curious to me that the Bengals, like, decided to tank this game today. And look, man, Cleveland still barely won the game anyways. But, you know, because they knew they were going to lose. Like, they knew they were going to fall from 3-4, right? And I thought that was interesting that the Bengals would take that. that route. But you know what? I think that I'm going to give these guys credit. I think there was a method to their madness in which if they win the game, they avoid Kansas City right now. Right? And I know, listen, Tennessee are actually the top seed. So, you know, if the Bengals win, they'll get the Titans. And if the Bills win and the Chiefs win, then the Bills will be going to Kansas City, which is no party. The Bills lost in Kansas City last year in the AFC Conference Championship game. Now, they did beat Kansas City earlier this year in the regular season. Now, you know what? I'll tell you what. This is something that's interesting, and I'm always fascinated by these sort of sports synergies. 2019, the Atlanta Braves and the Buffalo Bills both lose in the first round of the playoffs. 2020, the Atlanta Braves and the Buffalo Bills both win the East division and both lose in the league championship. Braves lost to the Dodgers, and of course, the Bills lost to the Kansas City Chiefs, as I just alluded to. 2021, Braves and Bills both win Eastern Division. Braves win championship. Bills TBD. Interesting synergy right there. And a shout out to Mike Monahan for that. Mike Monahan is a Bills and Atlanta Braves fan. Bills, Braves, Sabres fan who tweeted this out. Great tweet. Very interesting. So 2019, the Braves and Bills both lose in the first round of the playoffs. 2020, Braves and Bills both win the division, the Eastern Division. AFC East, National League East, both lose in their league championships. 2021, both teams win their division. Braves win the World Series. Bills, to be determined. Interesting synergy right there. And never mind you throw in the fact that Georgia are playing. And, like, you know what? It's amazing, isn't it? Because you look at Boston, and Boston was, like, really suffering, too. Like, some, you know what I mean? Like, you look at the Red Sox never won, and then they won a bunch of times, right? And it was almost like people, it's hard to believe, but Boston used to feel sorry for them, right? And then it was like, stop winning, man. You know what I mean? Like, the Patriots used to suck, and then they just started winning all the time. And now you've got Georgia. And, you know, you look at the Atlanta Braves. Listen, the Atlanta Braves had won a World Series before, but they also had won, like, 13 consecutive division titles, right? It was kind of like a disappointment that they only won once. Not quite like the Dodgers, in which you can look back and say, you know what, the Dodgers probably should have gotten more than one World Series out of the latest run. But when you get one, it's sort of, you know, you can say, ah, yeah, sure, too. But once you get that banner up there, right? Because I don't look at the Braves as a failure. Like, I don't look at John Schmoltz and Greg Maddux and Glavine and those guys. I look at them as World Series champions as a dominant team, right? Did they win multiple times? No. But they're still champions, and they were badass, and they're Hall of Famers, etc. But it's just amazing, you know. So, you know, the Braves went through pain. You know, the Falcons blow the Super Bowl lead. Georgia blows the lead. Georgia haven't won the championship since 1980, right? The Georgia Bulldogs, guys. That's the whole thing. Like, people can say, oh, Georgia this, Georgia that. You know, Georgia are a lot like the Dallas Cowboys. Right? I've always thought that, too. It's not a new analogy that I've used. I've used this analogy a lot over the years. Georgia and the Dallas Cowboys are very similar. They both have, like, a ton of talent. Right? They're both, like, very popular. You know, they're popular teams. They're both extremely hyped every year. And they both fall short every year. I mean, it's just facts. I mean, Georgia have not won the championship, guys, since 1980. I find it funny how people call Michigan out all the time for stuff. Oh, Harbaugh sucks, can't beat Ohio State. Well, Kirby Smart's 0-4 against Alabama. I don't hear anyone ripping Kirby Smart. No, Michigan don't win big games. Well, Michigan won the championship in 97. It was a while ago, but they did win. And Georgia won in 1980. You know, it was 42 freaking years ago the last time Georgia won. And then we get into the fact of Nick Saban and Alabama and Nick Saban as a whole. So Nick Saban has coached in 9 championship games. This will be his 10th. He's 7-2. And in fact, the only team that's ever beaten him in a championship game is Clemson. Clemson got him twice, right? They played three times, and Clemson got him twice, and he got him once. And the only, so basically with Nick Saban. So Nick Saban, the last time Nick Saban was an underdog was 2015 against Georgia, and he beat him. And then, you know, we fast forward 7 years. He hadn't been an underdog since. And then he was an underdog against Georgia, and he beats him again in the SEC Conference Championship game. In Nick Saban's 9 national championship games, he has only been an underdog once. And he was an underdog in his first national championship game with the LSU Tigers. And he won that game outright. They beat Oklahoma. He won that game outright. So in other words, so basically, like, Nick Saban's never an underdog, but he's 3-0, right, as a dog when he gets points. And so you're going to lay points with Kirby Smart and a Georgia team that's 0-4 against him, that just lost by 17 points to this team. And one thing with Alabama is, and you're going to hear this tomorrow in game previews all day, and people are going to talk about, well, you know, Alabama, they're not as talented, and, oh, Mechie's out, and this and that, and then, oh, whatever. Yeah, it was the same crap we heard about Ohio State before the Rose Bowl. Oh, they don't have Olave. They don't have Garrett Wilson. They don't have their wide receivers. Well, the wide receivers that they had ended up setting a Rose Bowl and an Ohio State record that day, right? Like, do you really think that, like, you know, the next kid isn't just going to step up and make a name for himself in Alabama now? That's what they do, people. That's what they do. Now, when you look at a football game and you handicap a football game, there's a couple of facets that you have to look at. You know, we live in a very modern fantasy and DFS and prop world. Everybody sort of starts with the offense and stuff. But, you know, you got offense, you got defense, you got special teams. Special teams doesn't really come into play all that much in college football. All the kickers suck generally. You know what I mean? No college coach really trusts his field goal kicker all that much. But, you know, you talk about, all right, you know, the key facets. And, you know, let's start off with the quarterbacks, right? You know, we will start off with the glamour position here, the quarterbacks. Stetson Bennett's good. Bryce Young was the Heisman Trophy winner. Stetson Bennett is basically a walk-on guy that hung around forever and, you know what I mean, he's a gutsy dude. Bryce Young's a 5-star recruit. Right, like there's no arguing or disputing who the better quarterback is. Bryce Young's the better quarterback. So you've got the better quarterback. And oh yeah, you've got the better quarterback that saved his best for last and decided to have like his best game and shred the Georgia defense in the SEC Conference Championship game. So when everyone talks about Georgia's defense, Bryce Young's seen his defense once in his life. And he threw 3 touchdown passes on it, and he threw for 421 yards. So right now, Bryce Young, in his hotel room right now, is not nervous about the Georgia defense. Right? He's like, yeah, I know this defense. Oh, you mean the defense I put 41 up on 3 weeks ago? Yeah, I'm not saying he doesn't respect their defense, but he's not fearful of it. Why would he be? They're Alabama. He's Bryce Young. He's the Heisman Trophy winner. They're not. He is. So, Bryce Young right now, and you think that the Alabama kids right now are like worried and scared. Oh, the defense. Yeah, they kicked the crap out of Michigan. They did. Right? But you know what? Michigan, all this stuff goes in waves, right? Michigan were the underdogs, right? Michigan, nobody believed in Michigan. Michigan weren't even ranked. People want to fire Harbaugh, and now everyone's got him hiring in the NFL. Right? Oh, you all thought he sucked, and now he's got every NFL gig in the palm of his hand if he wants it. Right? But the deal is with Michigan, they lost their edge. Right? They were underdogs. They played like killers against Ohio State. They kept the edge against Iowa. And then they came in sort of as fat cats against Georgia, even though they were underdogs with the spread. In Michigan's mind, they weren't. And then Georgia, who were humiliated, embarrassed against Bama. Right, so then they had the chip on their shoulder. I can tell you what, I like the QB prop. I like Bryce Young over 313.5 passing yards. Then it was 302.5 about 10 minutes ago, and I didn't click. I was going to tell you guys about it. It's 304.5 right now. Some other sharp people are noticing this going, oh my God, it's 302.5. Take the over. You can't run on Georgia. I don't care who you are. I don't think an NFL team can run on Georgia. You can't run on Georgia. You can throw on him. He threw for 421 last time. Take Bryce Young over 304.5 passing yards. Late night anger management class continues.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I'm dead, but I'm not. 3-minute warning, quickest 180 minutes in sports talk radio. Rest in peace to a good friend, the late, great Brian Blessing, and big-time Buffalo Bills fan. So hopefully the Buffalo Bills can go on a run. For Brian, we'll try to channel some positivity out of this when it's all said and done. We'll be back at 6 o'clock Eastern tomorrow. Actually, I'll be back. I'm going to be on Sportsbook Radio, actually, Brian's show, as the show goes on, and we're all going to check in. A bunch of us are going to check in throughout the program. It's at 2 o'clock until 4 o'clock Eastern, right here on the Sports Grid Radio Networks and SiriusXM channel 159. We'll also have some station announcements tomorrow and stuff like that. NFL playoffs are here. We're kind of been spoiled. Some great football today, some wild stuff, and we've got a great national championship game tomorrow. Listen, I'm not dismissing anything that Georgia's accomplished, and I'm not dismissing Georgia's chances of winning this football game. I'm just stating, you know, a bunch of sort of situational facts about the game and about the situation that, number one, Georgia haven't beaten Alabama in 15 years, okay? Not just like, oh, a little while. They haven't beaten them in 15 years. And I don't know, like I said, you know, as I get older, I sort of realize, like, don't, you know what I mean? Don't, like, run against the wind, man. Like, you know what I mean? Like, don't, you know, like, with Nick Saban, right? A lot of times, like these dynasty teams, people inherently, you want to bet against them, right? You don't want to see them win again. It's like, God, man, you're tired of seeing the same team win all the time, right? Yet, you look back on it, and you're like, man, you know, Nick Saban's played in 9 of these games, and he's won 7 of them, right? And he's won 7 of them. So he lost to, Deshaun Watson, and he lost to Trevor Lawrence. So we'll break down the game at 6. We have a bunch of props for you, but I like the Bryce Young prop to the over passing yards, over 3, 4.5. I think it's going to creep back up. It was 3, 13.5 for a reason before. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.